We are in shiur number 5 of our business review. First of all, I want to dedicate the shiur for refuah shleima to the many cholim of the coronavirus, specifically Yitzchak Hanan Ben Yenta, my cousin's father-in-law, who is unfortunately sick with corona in California. The Rebbeinu Shalom should send him, all the cholim, Eli Beer, and many others, refuah shleima b'soch shar chole Yisrael. So here is a very practical question. It's something that we discussed, and I want to just warn the audience. I try to keep this to 25 minutes. It will not do it justice. This was actually a topic I was supposed to do in the hotel I was going to for Pesach, which since then has been canceled. And again, it's an extensive topic. It will take me at least an hour, but I will just try to give you the Rosh Parakim. Again, a reminder. Certainly not halacha lemaisa, but a very interesting question in this society that we're in. There are many people, unfortunately, who don't know how to listen to rules, and they've been violating the simple instructions that have been given in the United States, in America, in Canada, whatever it might be, wherever you are. I'll speak specifically about here in Eretz Yisrael. This evening, unfortunately, our rules and regulations are going to get even more difficult, and the simple reason is that people are not listening. And unfortunately, when 26% of the people who have corona got it because of their interaction in shul, it's sad. And what if somebody knows about a group of people who are getting together? They don't think 10 is enough, or they're in a minion of 10 and they're very, very close to each other, or there are 20 people there, or there's a wedding of 50 people, and that's not allowed. In America, unfortunately, the Chil Hashem that we've seen, can you, should you, do you have an obligation to report the person to the authorities? Unfortunately, right on Erev Shabbos, there was a lot of discussion about minyanim here, there, and everywhere. And people said it's not fair, and this thing, they got a daven in the street with 10 people, but it's not fair because 20 people want to join, and so on and so forth, and they're going back and forth, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one of the residents wrote, a firm person, if you have a minyan of more than 10, I will call the police even on Shabbos. And that sounded like, oh, so difficult. And he wrote, my wife has cancer. And if anybody, for any reason, if this gets close to her, she will die. And I think the people got the message. But this is something, unfortunately, that has become a very, very selfish thing. The question is, the inyan is called Moiser. We discussed this at great length. What is the halacha? The pasuk tells us, "V'elah hamishpatim asher tasim lifnehem." Rashi says, "Lifnehem v'lo lifnei agoyim." There is an iser for a person to go to a secular court, and for these purposes, as much as we love Medinat Yisrael, their court system and their police system is not guided by the Torah. Mirtz Hashem, we shizocha to see that. So we're talking about equally United States government, whatever it might be. V'afilu yadu badin achas shalem dinam oso kedina Yisrael. If we know that they're very similar to the pesachim of Beis Din, it doesn't matter. You can't go to their arkos shelahem. Shemeviya dina yisrael afnei goyim mechalel l'shem Hashem. You violated an iser of chil Hashem, according to Rashi. And in fact, there is a myriad of gemaras in Bava Kama that speak about the iser of mesira, that even it could go to the level of being chayiv misa. The Rush says that the reason for this, of course, is that a person would be called a rodef because if a government is known to be anti-Semitic, and they will prosecute the person because he is Jewish worse than a regular citizen, this has the halacha of rodef. The Mordechai, very similar as well, and doesn't allow. The Gemara tells us in Gittin, Daf Pei Ches, Afal pi shadinim kedinim Yisrael, imutu rashay lahazik lahem, shenemar, it says, ve'elu ushpantasim lefneihem, lefneihem, v'lo lefnei avod kachavim. Lefneihem, v'lo lefnei hedyos. So clearly, a iser. The Rambam codifies this halacha in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perchavav, Halacha Zayin, Afal Pishaya Dinim Gedinu Yisar, Arei Ze Rasha, Vekiilu Chorof Vegodof Veharim Yad Betoris Moshe Rabbeinu. A very, very strict lashon. There are times where there's something called a heter hakos, where the basin gives him permission. They're not able, a basin, of course, is only able to follow the laws of Dine Mamonos. They can't do Dine Nefashos. So certainly with the help of the Beis Din, that he can get a heter to go to the court system. I've had to go to Beis Din on one occasion, and when they paskin what they paskin, and the person wouldn't listen to the psak halacha, they said, of course you can go to court now, use the psak halacha that we gave, which is a binding document. This was in the United States, because it was a binding arbitrary mediation agreement, one of the two, and depending on which bate dinim you go to, and therefore a person can use that. Clearly, I hope it's very clear that we're not talking about a case where there is clear harm that is being caused, which could be the case of Corona, clearly. But clearly, if a person is knows of a case of an abuser, something along those lines, nobody says that you should go to Beis Din. I should not say, oh, nobody, but it seems to be normative halacha. However, what do we do with the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Pei Ches? Also, Limsor Yisrael Beyad Oyvei Kochavim Anusim Bin Begufo Ben Bimono Afilaya Rushal Balaveros. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it appears quite obvious that a person who can never, ever tell the government, tell the authorities on another fellow Jew, even if he's done something begufo, physical harm, or money, even if he's a Rasha Balaveiros, he does horrible things. The Haggah, the Ramah, says, Dachu Dvarim Ba'alma, Aval, there are times that if he was Moisa, then he could Moisa him back. The Rama continues and says, you would be chayv to shalim nezek if you were to call the police on him. If a person does this, ain lo chelek lo hamba. Now, this is interesting because the same Rama, also in Choshen Mishpat, says the following. That if a guy is owed money by a Jew, and the guy knows me, I do business with him, and he comes to the house and he says, do you know where Yankel is? I can't find Yankel anywhere, he shows us money. So a person may be able to say to him, oh, Yankel, he's hiding out in so-and-so location, because it's money that is owed to him. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says that that can't be, because there's no din of Meshav Aveda by a guy. And you don't have chayv to return it. However, in a case where clearly there will be a chil Hashem, if you don't say it and then he'll find out later, you knew where he was. So then it might be mutter to do that. The Shulchan Aruch is so strict about somebody who's moiser, he says he can't write a sefer Torah. Shechita would be pasul. The question is, what is the Shulchan Aruch talking about? And it's very important that when we discuss halacha, we understand where were they coming from? What is going on here? In the future, and not that many years from now, there will be, I'm sure, tons of svarim of Corona Kehilchasa that talked about the various shilas. A person can't read that sefer and say, ah, this might be mutter for now. There's so many shilas, I don't want to try throwing out, but this morning, some Svardi Rabbanim came out with a psak, a very interesting, controversial one, that if there's an old person, it's going to be mamish, I don't want to say pikuach nefesh, but certainly for the person not to have a seder with their children and grandchildren, maybe you can set up, before Yontif, a Zoom, so that they can watch the seder, again, and give all different reasons. Mikvav tfilas kalim. There are heterim that are being quoted now because it might be unsafe in many communities to use that water. It's not treated the same as the water for women. It's mikvos v'chulo. But you have to know the time and what we're speaking about here. The same, the great Rav Reuven Feinstein told me on two occasions, you have to be very careful with my father's tshuva Ramosha. Number one, some of the tshuvas were written in the 60s when this wasn't available. We didn't know this, or we didn't know about microwaves, or we didn't. Times have changed. So it's very important to have a competent poisek tell you this. And this the Orach HaShulchan points out. The Orach HaShulchan writes in Shin Pei Ches the following. Ha'ara, yadu alakol, ha'kar ledarish, ha'vizman ha'kadmonim, in yesteryear, maybe the times of the Shulchan Aruch, b'medinas ha'rachoik is far away, lo haya li'ish bitachon begufo. A person didn't have the satisfaction of knowing that he had security with his physical life and with his money. Me'pni ha'shoydidim ve'anusim shenasu aleihem. That they were showed to them. There are robbers and crooks and cronies who would tell on you. And if you happen to be a Jew, forget about it. Hayom Ezem Medinas, however, it's true. I'm sorry, not however. In fact, Ezem Medinas be Africa, still in Africa, and you see this on ships many times, there are pirates. Hashoyd v'hachamash shofchas v'metshol sasad. It still exists today. However, he writes, the Orcha Shulchan says, aval ve'af toiv yiskor malche Europa. I want to include in this that in Europe, ubiyichur adoneinu hayakar mirusia, and especially where I live in Russia, the great Caesar, the avois of a Caesarim, and all the previous Caesarim, Umalche Britannia, for example, the Malchus of England, Sher Parshu Kanfe Mishalato, the Artus Arachogus, Lamia the Kol Ish Vish. There should be freedom for all individuals. Bitochen al Gufo Mono. It's written in their constitutions that they should be, have security in their physical and in their money. And therefore what? And therefore Dini Moiser doesn't apply. So this Orach HaShulchan, it has to be dealt with and taken apart. The Orach HaShulchan seems to be saying that in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, in the times of the Rama, we're talking about governments that weren't just throughout Jewish history. This was so common, without question. But nowadays, where I live in Russia, the Caesar, everything's fine, and they don't discriminate against Jews. And in England, v'chudu v'chudu. So, the great Rav Eliezer Wallenberg and Chelsea Chuvah Sitz Eliezer Chelik Yotes Simon and Bey says, what is going on here? What is the Orach HaShulchan speaking about? It's quite obvious that through the history of histories, we know that Russia was one of the worst violators of that. I know that it's not true, but you know, in Russia, you wouldn't be surprised when the people have sent around on their different social media sites and on WhatsApp. I've seen this many times. Oh, Russia really got corona under, why? Because they sent lions, tigers out to the streets and nobody's going outside. Why did you send that post? Because it's possible, true. Russia's not seen to be. They do whatever they want. What about, we know, the refuseniks, you know, Nathan Sharansky has that famous video about staying sane during Bidud. So, we know how insane it was in Russia and what they would do if you were Jewish. If you had a bris milah, if you did something in public. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, this was a Mossad agent writing. It was a hint. He knew that he had to write this because the censors would be reading it. But he says, we all know Russia's not included, but why did he write from all places the United Kingdom? Because you understand what he's trying to say over here. The Metzius, of course, is that the Orach HaShulchan was, of course, not including Russia, but he was including other European countries that started this new thing called constitutions where everybody's considered to be free and everybody has to be treated equal. It's a chiddush, b'chidushim. You know, maybe you think it's a long, long time ago. Okay, true. But there was something called slavery at one point. People were not equal. Blacks and whites had separate bathrooms, right? When the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, of Aaron Cutler, came to Lakewood, not that many years ago, there was a big sign that said, welcome to Lakewood, no Jews or dogs allowed. But now, says the Tzitz Eliezer, things are equal. And this, Rav Schechter says, he has in his contemporary halachic journal, actually the first chelik, has this written many years ago, Moser aids a pirate or a crooked government. Even if a Jew has actually done something wrong, but if the secular government or the rulers would be exact punishment far beyond what the crime is, what the crime would require, likewise it's forbidden to report him. However, if the government is entitled to its taxes, it's permitted to punish criminal offenders. And there's no problem, Monsieur, in telling the government because they can apprehend someone who hasn't paid. And Rav Schechter has said, on more than one occasion I've heard him say, stealing is not just stealing from the Akum, which is Aser, as well, but you're stealing from a Jew. By you not paying taxes, I have to pay more taxes, even if it's a penny more. You're stealing from a Jew. There is no problem, says Rav Schechter of Mesira, in informing the government of Jewish criminals, even if they're penalized, the criminal system is not what the Torah requires, as we told pointed out. There's no jail. They give him 7 years in prison, 20 years, as long as it's not unjust. They punish and penalize him beyond the law, loka dim, for the purpose of maintaining law and order. And this is a violation if You have to follow the law of the land. If we don't have Dina Demochus Adina, the world's going to be crazy. As I pointed out last time that we spoke, I spoke to the great Rav Schechter about this because I had some questions about this psak. And we spoke about Rabachkin, and he said that maybe it is Pidgin Shavuim. Because that clearly was a travesty of justice. He didn't deserve 26 years in prison. So he had to speak up there. But I said to him, in general, he said that there was a difference between state prison and federal prison. And that federal prison, unfortunately, is seen as a joke because they have minyanim there, and dafiyomis, and different minyanim, and soksvard, and chasidish, and that. So we have to be careful. And it could be in a state prison. If you know the details, and again, I'm not speaking about a rapist. I'm not speaking about somebody who's molested. But you have to know. And then here came the ultimate question. I shared with him the psakim in a number of places of Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein says that in cases of mesira, a person has to warn him before he does something wrong. So if you have a dog in the backyard and he's barking like crazy, he said it wouldn't be appropriate, says Rav Zilberstein, to call the authorities in the middle of the night and then the dog gets taken away, as the Shaila was, and then I come knocking on your door and said, I heard it was you who did it. You owe me $500 because that's what the fine was to take my dog back. So he questioned whether you would have to pay that because you didn't give him a warning. Monsieur does require a warning. Same case in Lakewood, New Jersey, when someone took a handicapped spot and the handicapped person blocked him in and said, I'm not leaving this spot until I call the police because you deserve a ticket to learn never to park in a handicapped spot again. He said it should give him a chance. And in Teaneck, New Jersey, not Rev Zilberstein's case, when they had a firm person who refused to shovel his path and people were falling and they had to go to the street, which is dangerous, they said, as long as you tell him that we're going to report you to the authorities, and he says, I don't care, you can call the authorities. It's illegal not to shovel a sidewalk because it's considered to be part of public property. And therefore, Rav Schechter said to me that he felt that in the case of the dog, for example, he said, yes, you should give him a chance, but you should call him at 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to wait till the next morning so you can't sleep. And if he doesn't answer the phone, you gave him a chance. He's sleeping in the luxury of his house because his dog's outside. He doesn't hear the dog, and you hear the dog. He says that wouldn't be appropriate, and you would be able to call the authorities. So we see that in our case, it's quite possible that if you warn the person, if you tell them before, and obviously there are cases that it's impossible to do that, right? If you're truly worried about the tzibur, you're not just doing this because, oh, look at my neighbor, huh? He thinks he could have a wedding with 100 people. I'm calling the authorities. But you know that it's mamish risking people's life. Mistama, it would be something that not only would be mutter, but I think would be a mitzvah even to say. And the Chilkas Yaakov, for example, says that he feels that this still applies today. That this is an Isra Mesir applies today, and we have to be careful with it. And there's a number of tshuvas that we quoted, and we don't have time to quote all the tshuvas. But we quoted the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, for example. Rav Moshe was asked about working for the IRS. Whereas the tshuva Sahanagas of Sternbach says that it's obvious to be usher because you're going to be a moisher leshilton. You're going to have to tell on fellow Jews and fellow frum Jews who are cheating on their taxes. You should not do that. However, Rav Moshe seems to say, lo shayach bo iser. Now, it has been interpreted that Rav Moshe and his tshuva didn't say that this is the greatest profession to have. But Rav Moshe does say that, think about the scenario over here. What happens is when you're an IRS auditor, they give you a leeway of being able to deal with people. Right? I don't know what that leeway is, but let's, for argument's sake, say that you don't have to pay 100%. You owe $50,000 to the government. So the manager tells his little firm agent, let's try to get at least 30% of the money. Let's try to get 80%, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. So when he has that leeway, we could argue that if it's Jew to Jew, he's going to have rachmanis on him. And it could be that the agent sees a person with a yarmulke, and this guy's not Jewish, and he says, the Jews think they could, I'm not giving him a penny off, and I'm going to threaten him with jail time and all this stuff, and I'm have nothing to do. So maybe it's not the worst thing to go into that profession. But it is true that in many of the cases, as the case Rav Moshe gives about the unscrupulous butcher, where you had a butcher in Baltimore who unfortunately was not doing Shechita appropriately, using Purdue chickens or whatever it might be, Rav Moshe writes over and over again that a person should, they should, the Vada of Baltimore, do their best to threaten him and to make sure he understands he's not getting aliyah in shul, he's never going to be allowed in shuls. Try not to call the authorities. But if it's magshing machshel rabim, he keeps putting dashkacha back up every day after they take it off, so then you have no choice to do that. And I think it's clear that in a case of pikuach nefesh, like the case of the Minchas Yitzchak about a bad driver, grandma used to be an amazing driver, but now she's gotten older in age and she can hardly see anything. And you say, grandma, you can't drive, you can't drive. Yeah, the only thing you could do is you have the police take her license away. Rav Avadi Yosef discusses the din of epilepsy, somebody who has epileptic seizures, and his friend's driving, and the guy has the seizure, and he pulls over, and he says, you see, I could always pull over to the side. He says, that's not going to be good enough. But that, Bavada, he says, Choyva u'mitzvah lahodiya l'misrat harishoy. Of course they wouldn't give him a license if they knew that he had these seizures. So again, it appears to be mutter, if not a chova, for a person to tell the authorities if they're putting other people's life in danger. And that appears to be the important distinction of what the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about in his time and what we can say in our time. However, we know that the system is not just. If for some reason we feel that there's going to be different strokes for different folks, so one could argue that that would not be the same case. Now, in our case, in the coronavirus case, I think that the warning has to be given. Again, there is a difference. I very much and strongly believe there's two schools that are coming out. So for example, here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a Misrad HaBriyut, and we believe that they're doing the absolute best for us. But on one hand, the Misrad HaBriyut says, these are the rules and regulations. And there are Rabbanim coming out and saying, even though those are the rules and regulations, you should be stricter. Don't leave your house if you don't have to. For example, the local Rabbanim here of the Dati Lumi community said, try to get supermarket online. If I go to the supermarket, I'm not violating anything. So you're going to do, you're going to call my Rav and put me in Cheirim. Again, the Rabbanim say you shouldn't do Minyanim outside unless the only thing that they say is Mutter, which Baruch Hashem I'm Zoyche to, is Minyanim on people's porches because you're mamish not near anyone. You're almost down by Yechidus, but it happens to be you're able to see 10 people. But other than that, making Minyan, they don't think that that's good. But you're not violating anything in that case. So who are you going to tell? You could talk to the person and say, I think you're doing something wrong. I don't think that that's the violation here. But if you clearly know that the people are doing something, they're about, you should warn them. And you should tell them, I'm going to get you in trouble. You're putting other people's life at risk. So I think Monsieur would be mutter. Even though Monsieur, what's a 5,000 shekel fine? I think now they said they're going to, now it's, I think, even more, 10,000 shekel in jail time. Good. That's the only way people are going to listen to this. And the only way this disease is going to rid ourselves is that people, unfortunately, are not near each other. And therefore, regulations have to be put in place, and the government understands what needs to be done. But to be moiser someone stam without a warning, that I think is a problem. And I think that's the chiluk that should be made over here. Obviously, if we're talking about life-threatening cases, Messier would be a mitzvah right away, because we assume that the governments are just. We should be zeiche that this is not a shear that is ever halacha maisa again, and people should understand rules and regulations. Dini de machus adina was established because we just follow the Devar Hashem, and there are people appointed to follow that way. We need to be super machmir on this. And as I quoted before, and we'll end with the famous Rav Chaim. People came to him and said, Rav Chaim, why are you so makil when it comes to Yom Kippur, fasting on Yom Kippur, certainly with Tisha B'Av, and you're telling women and this, that they could, how can you do that? You're so makil. And he says, I'm not makil, I'm machmir when it comes to pikuach nefesh. So in these cases, we should be machmir with ourselves. We should tell the Rabbanu Shalom that I'm being mekadosh by being machmir. And with that, Emir Tzashem will only see Besoros Toivos for all of Klal Yisrael, for all the world, and rid ourselves of this horrible, horrible disease and Magefa. We should be zeicha to only Besoros Toivos in the future.